Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's your old pal Ian here, and I am so excited to be here. I'm wearing a new coat. I got it today, and a scarf. Yay, yay. And Zach, you know, the coat's a little long. I do need to get it tailored. Do you know any?
Nope.
Before the show, Zach said he knew a tailor. He used to work at a TV show, but he's smoking grunts. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Good for you, Zach. Good for you.
Oh, boy.
It was so much funnier than if I just
You really nailed it. You really nailed it. I'm so excited. I got a new coat. I was late for radio today because I was coat shopping, and I was going to get a bigger coat that had more pockets, but I'm a guy that puts too many things in pockets. So I said, less pockets, more coat. And so I got a longer coat, less pockets. And that's just kind of the fun stuff we talk about. Yeah, guys. Yeah. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, man. My third show today.
Yes, me too.
I came in on the last train to New York from Baltimore last night.
What time did you get in?
2 or 3 in the morning.
Me too, from Philly.
I'm very tired.
Oh, my
God. We had a long day, but you got up and coat shopped.
Oh, no. Well, I got up, Jim and Sam, and in between Jim and Sam, I went and did Bennington, and I was like, well, I'll go to Uniqlo. And I was like shopping and trying on coats, and then I was late. And I ordered a Starbucks to go, you know, the mobile app, and they weren't, it was taking too long, so I just stole someone else's drink and was like, well, I'll just see what I got here. And I'm off sugar, so I hope I didn't get any sugar.
This is you off sugar.
Yes, but I'm on caffeine.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, buddy.
Yes. And those voices you just heard are the esteemed.
Oh, yes. I'm one of the guests.
My name is Dave Temple.
It wasn't one of the voices you just heard.
It was, but it was like, well, I was wondering when he was going to introduce us. He was talking about his coat, and I didn't want to interrupt this.
I know.
The joy
like he
that he was having. I mean, first, his little puppet hands are killing me right now. I love the movement.
I need to go find a tailor. Zach, do you know one?
Still no.
Oh, damn. If you find one, let me know. And Lily Michelle's here too.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. And Elle Orlando.
What's up?
Hey, is that your original name, Orlando?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, technically, actually, no. So
whoa,
I guess.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. But,
well, I mean, you answered confidently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is.
Her original name's Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. No. Our name is Orlando, but it turned Orlando when we came to America. It used to be Torlando because where you're from in Italy, mm-hmm. they'll give you like a first letter depending on your region. So it's like the Orlando's from a neighborhood or a city with a T attached to it. It's like a weird
is
Italian
Is it T
thing.
Apostrophe or just T-O?
It'd be just T Orlando.
Torlando.
Yeah, Torlando. But then when we came to here.
Have you been to Torlando?
Well, no, we're from Fuji.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It
so
doesn't...
shouldn't your name be to Fuji?
I know, yeah. But there's something with the T that like indicates that we're from Fuji or something.
Really? Something with a T that indicates Ian's attracted to them.
I don't know, man.
I get it.
Italians, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying what my family told me. Yeah. So
right. Which means they murdered someone and changed their names when they moved to Florida.
Yeah, that can
by
make sense.
By just taking off a letter.
If I was, wait, hold on. Let's all make our Italian names. You're Dave Temple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So and if you were clearly
Dave
you're from
Africa.
Sicily.
I didn't say Africa.
That's his
cousin's name.
You got to put a vowel in front of mine, though, right?
Why?
Because what other consonant makes a sound in front of a T? Unless you're still getting into like one of those IKEA furniture names.
Well, what would yours be?
I have it.
Amico.
That is my Italian name.
Yeah, yeah, but hers, Orlando's already Italian. Tell me, put the T.
No, Amico's my Italian name.
His name is Mico. Zach Mico.
Amico is friend in Italian. It's an orphan name. It's for when when they didn't have a last name for babies at the orphanage. It was Amico.
Really?
Angelo Amico would be friend of the angels.
Whoa. Oh, that's beautiful. That's
so bad. Amico is an orphan name. So my family bloodline only goes like past like my great grandfather.
Oh.
Wow.
But yeah, any like D'Amico, all that shit, that's D'Amico is of friends.
Wow.
Because they didn't have a last name for them.
Huh. So I'm Fidance, and if I'm from Wilmington, what would my Italian Wafidance?
Yeah. Wi-Fi dance?
Wafidance.
Wafidance forever.
Yeah.
The Black Panther.
I've got some. Oh my god! So I ran into my friend Joey in
Gaymore
in Uniqlo, and he was helping me pick out a coat. And some guy walked by. I go, "Sir, what do you think?" He goes, "Well," I go, "Ah," and he goes, "No, you stop."
That's great.
Dude, there were
it's a fun flasher coat.
I worked around some Indonesians in South Philly that all of them had the last name FNU, all capitals FNU, and they were kids that came over and kind of got separated, but it just stood for family name unknown. But they were just rocking with it as their last name.
How would you say it, Fanu?
That's what we thought.
Yeah.
So we're like calling them like Ronnie Fanu, you know what I mean? Donnie Fanu. And they're like, no, it's that.
Hey, Donnie Fanu.
No.
Hey,
what the fuck is up?
That's Italian.
Mine would be Toronto. Thanks for asking.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto. Michelle.
Or by way of Iran.
What
are you,
your
a wrestling intro?
Yeah.
By way of Iran.
By way of Iran.
What's your natural last name?
Kuistani.
Kuistani.
Mm-hmm.
To a Kuistani.
To Kuistani. To Kuistani. That sounds Iranian too.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's weird how we're friends and I always forget your last name.
Everybody does because I don't tell people.
Everybody thinks it's Michelle.
I never knew her last name.
Yeah, I know.
Michelle doesn't even make sense as a last name.
I feel like it's a French last name. People think I'm French. Renan was like, "You're French, right?" And I was like, "No,
yeah,
not really? A single thing about me is French."
But I've learned now there's certain names that I see like Nicole or Michelle or anything as a last name. I know that's not.
I think that's great. I wish I had thought to use a name that wasn't going to trace back to my family being ashamed of what I do.
I know, but I did just say it on a podcast, so.
Yeah, but they're not going to think about it and spell it. Yeah. It's on my fucking
true.
Facebook.
Yeah, you think your family's making it through that intro?
Yeah.
I'll throw the computer off.
Threw another one.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, everyone thinks. My name's like fake or whatever. It does sound like a fake name, but
it sounds like a stripper name.
Yeah.
Orlando.
It sounds like a girl in a high school movie.
Well, my dad was just really into Elle McPherson.
Okay.
The supermodel.
Oh.
She was like big in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And
he named his daughter after a woman he had a crush on.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's very uncomfortable. And he like tells people that. I'm like, stop telling people that. Like,
you know,
it's not cute.
To make me hot. You know my daughter's name.
She's pretty hot, right? Like, come on. Tell me my daughter's not hot.
Elle McPherson was a babe.
I
don't know who that is.
I looked her up. She was all right. I mean, I guess.
Pop her up, Alex.
Yeah.
What's her face? You know who's hot too? Brooklyn Decker. Mmm.
What a last name, Decker.
I know.
I don't know who that is.
First name,
I thought about naming one of my daughters Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't go with
that. That's Elle McPherson?
Yeah.
Pretty lady. Wait.
She was hotter back.
I think everyone's hotter back when they're
back when they were hot. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
I'm so out of it, dude. I'm so fucking tired.
No, Betty White, she got old. She got hot as she got older.
Betty White was a fucking dime piece in her day.
Was she?
Alex, pop her up.
I've never seen young Betty White.
Look up young Betty White, popping titties and a nice fat ass.
What?
I'm telling you.
Wow. Really?
Young Betty White can get it.
Yeah.
Me and Lily were just doing this. We were looking at like really old guys that are old today and they used to be like fucking dime pieces.
Yeah, they look disgusting. Yeah, young, yeah. Today.
But disgusting today.
When you see her body, dude, she had it.
She's all right.
When you see her body.
No, trust me. No, her body,
it.
She had it.
What are we doing here?
No. Trust me. Whoa, her body.
Where are you going to find scantily clad pictures yeah. of her in the 1920s?
I've definitely seen her.
Also, Lily just turned into fucking the okay. chick from Blossom.
That's it. That's it.
Well, who's Blossom?
You that's are it. Not getting any references.
No, because you're old.
Ooh. You guys know. Do
Blossom,
you know
from
Blossom
yeah, Cartoon Network?
No.
We know.
No.
I'm watching you.
Powerpuff Girls?
I'm watching you miss me. These young chicks.
I can make this easy. The girl who hosts Jeopardy.
Oh, but like I don't watch Jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't watch that. I watch.
But you know that it exists.
It's just like a hot woman.
Yeah.
No. The girl, she's then on the Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Which one?
Pop Up Blossom.
Now Pop
I love the look in both
her
of their eyes.
Her name is Mayim Bialik.
Trying to figure this out.
How old are you, Elle?
I'm 29.
29.
28.
Yeah, that's Blossom.
Yeah.
Blossom?
That's who all you girls in Brooklyn dress like now.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all either dress like Lydia from Beetlejuice or fucking Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
we're not that far apart that you guys wouldn't know some of the same shows as us.
No, don't blame it on your age. You guys are dumb. Anyway.
No, but also, I grew up in Canada, so I had different shows than you guys.
Degrassi.
Yeah.
What was Degrassi? Everybody always talks about
high school.
Stuff. You ever watch that?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a song by Skank and Pickle called I'm in Love with a Girl Named Spike, and it's about the girl from Degrassi, right?
Yeah, but that was a guy on Degrassi.
Spike? Yeah, Spike was a teacher.
I thought a girl was, her name was Spike.
Mm-mm.
No.
He had a daughter.
Name.
So I watched this thing for a while. It took me a while to realize I shouldn't have been watching this.
Why?
When did you start?
It used to come on like Saturdays on like, because I never had cable growing up. So it was like this weird public access channel.
Oh, yeah. She's the mom.
That's Spike.
Well, that's the 80s version of Degrassi. I watched The Next Generation, which is when Drake was on. And she's the mom in who's.
So Degrassi was like Canada's Saved by the Bell. Like it was that thing that just kept going for years.
And it was a comedy?
Yeah.
No, it's
it
more also, like a high school drama.
High school drama.
It's more
show.
Like Freaks
My
and
so-called
Geeks.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
But it used to come on Saturday after like my cartoon thing would go off and it would just kind of blend into these weird shows. But all of the commercials were oddly enough for like teenage Tampax. And that's what made me be like, I don't think this is for me. Yeah,
there's a lot. It's like a lot of like melodrama. Like I did ecstasy for the first time,
and
I went crazy.
Yeah, school shooter.
Well, that's what made Drake paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
Drake got shot in the back.
But I feel like Degrassi had a school shooter before it was like popular.
Yes.
Yeah. Before it was cool to start.
Wow. Yeah. Now it's kind of lame
before
to do
it was
that.
Hip.
Yeah.
Well, I think they kind of sparked it off.
Yeah. Someone was watching Degrassi.
Yeah, it's like all like high school
problems. I'm gonna do that.
Now that we all know that's an option, like okay, cool.
Yeah, I did you guys ever have a TV show that you watched for like way too long, like when you were younger, and then you just like
as an adult you kept watching it?
Yeah.
Is yours Blue's Clues?
What's
no,
your show?
Mine's like kind of embarrassing. I watched Dragon Tales until I was like in high school.
Okay.
What's Dragon Tales?
It was so good. It was about dragons and you know.
Yeah. I only know what it is because I have an 18-year-old daughter that grew up watching that shit. Dragon Tales. I watched that, but it's because I was watching with my kids.
What was that like DuckTales?
No, it was just
those are more like fantasy, right?
It's like fantasy.
It's like Care Bears, but with dragons.
Yeah, it had a really good theme song, like that was catchy.
Go
ahead, and you know,
go.
A little bit. I'll sing with you.
Dragon Tales.
That's Dragon Tales. Oh, that looks like it'd be such a fun coloring book.
You know, and there's colors and it's addictive and you know.
That's like a good nap show.
Yeah,
you put it on, you watch it.
I did watch Barney for way too long.
I think I also watched Barney for too long.
But it was like, I watched that in the Big Comfy Couch way too long.
Oh, yeah.
But I was a pervert.
Yeah, big comfy couch.
Yeah, my well, sexual awakening.
Oh, I was watching to watch this girl do the splits on the clock.
Yeah, big comfy couch was my sexual awakening. That's my first cry.
But Alex, pop it.
We talked about this. Big comfy couch.
Molly had huge tits, like sleeper tits.
What is this?
It's a great
TV show. She teaches you how to clean up.
Yeah. She was like, it was hot, dude. It was hot.
Look
it
her up on the clock.
Hot?
Yeah. What are you talking about? She would do splits.
Why is that hot?
9:15 on the clock?
It looks like
this is what I would watch it for. This is why I would
watch it. That's so crazy that you sexualize that. Because
no wonder I've always been
sexualizing right now.
No wonder I've always been horny at 7:10. Wow, look at that.
Dude,
she looks like Miss Lippy from Billy Madison.
And the song that they played with that was pretty erotic.
Play the song. What was it?
It was like some muted trumpet.
It's 2 o'clock, more like 2 o'clock.
It was a sexual song, man.
That was like my first like crush, definitely.
Yeah, and then after she would do all of the splits, then she would look up and wave at you. Same shit girls do on OnlyFans.
My sexual awakening was
speak of the devil.
C.A. Anderson just walked in, ladies and gentlemen.
Come in here, honey. Can you do a split on a sundial?
Hey, it's me, lady. I'm looking for a girl that can do a split on a sundial for $150 while Ralph Sutton blows balloons up your ass.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, I'll be across plexiglass from you, giving a thumbs up.
Yeah. Don't worry.
That one I watched for a long time in Barney because the same thing, the girl started growing up. They would try to put jumpers on them, but you could
see. They were like 7 years old.
No, not that old Spanish chick. The oldest Spanish chick, she was a full-on teenager with tits.
You're disgusting.
Wow. Yes.
Dude.
Yes. All
right. I'll raise you that. Best big tits, Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster.
Okay.
Grew massive hangers.
I feel like these
and had
two.
To get them fucking locked up.
Welcome to our world.
She had to get them taken.
What were you attracted to, Lily?
Oh, like, in Gladiator, you know, Joaquin Phoenix in that movie.
Oh, you like a good hair look, do you?
Dude. He was so hot. But
I just sliced my upper lip.
And she calls me disgusting. That's gross.
No, it's not.
He was the worst, but he was such a bad guy. That's like being attracted to Billy Zane in Titanic.
Yeah, it's like being attracted to Ursula. What's the matter with you?
Lily's attracted to just growing up to me.
Lily likes douchebags.
I do like douchebags. And then the first time I masturbated was to Galaxy Quest.
I really thought you were going to say Gallagher.
And I was so excited.
And he was like, all right, I'm in.
My time to shine.
Who wants to see me smash some fruit?
Time for me to take my hat off.
Hey, Dave, can I borrow a watermelon?
Can I get a watermelon? Yeah, get one out of my book bag, Blonde Mike.
What in Galaxy? Was it?
I don't know what it was. I just, that was just the first, it was like during the whole movie, I was just tickling myself, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that movie stars Tim the Toolman Taylor.
I know, I know, yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
Look at it. It's hot. Oh,
wow. Sigourney Weaver's a babe.
Rainn Wilson's in it too.
Yeah, he's one of the aliens.
Dude, what was my sleeper sexual good awakening? I used to get a hard-on thing about being like a like a hot vampire woman, like biting me and possessing me.
Well,
and then I was like hers
forever.
Were you
watching like Buffy?
Really hot.
Were you big Oh.
No, I was like fucking 7. Yeah. I don't know.
Where did you get these ideas from?
I don't know, it's probably groomed by the school.
It was around. Yeah,
I don't know.
I know for me, like when I was in like daycare, they used to watch soaps while we were supposed to take naps. And that was an awakening for me, dude. I was like 6, humping the blankets on the cot.
Yeah, or like all the animation movies, like All Dogs Go to Heaven, like that one. The main dog. He was hot.
Charlie?
Yeah. He was so hot.
Pop
he was scruffy.
He was taking charge. She goes for a cartoon dog. Hey, there's no shame here.
Okay.
Don't you ick her, yum.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
I'm not shaming you.
My first crush was Bambi.
Really?
That makes sense. Bambi has a little.
That's kind of terrifying too, though, if you think about it. No, I'm on your side, but like Bambi is so innocent.
I know.
And it was also a boy.
I know.
Oh, this actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, wait, okay.
Look how cute Bambi.
Bambi,
is.
Yeah.
Tight little ass.
Isn't he just like a nice little guy? He's so innocent and nice. Aww.
Ian carries a salt lick.
the skunk.
Assault. What?
The skunk was pretty hot on Bambi, too.
Yes.
Yeah, the skunk just could, even though he was a boy and he was like, you can call me flower if you want to. Like, he was definitely with the shit.
I think my next tattoo is going to be one of the, like, a cartoon skunk.
Okay.
They're so cool. Yeah. You know?
Get that one.
Look at that.
That's cute.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But he was definitely bi.
Yeah. That's
he was
guy.
Definitely, yeah. He was a
well,
bi guy.
There you go. Awesome. Wow. I'm a little stinker.
Well, hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you guys want to get high, really high? Super duper legally high? Well, now's the time to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. Holy moly, these things work. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped. And most importantly, it gets you super high. I will tell you from my personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to the website today, and that is yodelta.com. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yodelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show. Look up. Can you look up the hottest cartoon animals, and we'll see how we feel?
Okay.
Who else was hot, man?
The lady from Lady and the Tramp was hot.
I see that.
Yeah.
Big, broad shoulders and a chest.
Obviously,
deep
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit,
dude,
yeah.
Everyone.
No, that's the easy one. Lola Bunny. Okay.
Lola Bunny. What a crazy thing to watch as a kid.
Yeah. What the hell?
Space Jam.
For reference, this is an actual rabbit.
Sexy giraffe.
Whoa, what is
that? That's just weird.
Yeah,
Orange I think we Gina. Just we just got her back from Russia.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, dude, this girl.
Oh my
Roxanne,
god.
Yeah, Roxanne. The mom was dope too. The Pete's wife.
Okay.
Pete had a big thick ass wife. She had a big fat ass and hips, man.
Well, Goofy movie is the Black Disney movie,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
Minerva Mink. Oh, okay. My God. Bugs Bunny, when he was a woman, was hot.
That's really says more about you than it does about Bugs Bunny.
When was Bugs Bunny a woman?
Whenever he was seducing a man.
Whenever he was seducing a man.
Oh, my God.
And living out my dreams. I mean, his dreams. Yeah.
I became the monster that Bugs Bunny gives the haircut to.
Dude, I love watching cartoons and taking a nap. Isn't that the best?
Yeah, there it is. That's Ian's dream.
Oh, yeah, that's Ian.
That's Ian on the DL.
Kind of looks like me.
Yeah.
Really do. Wow.
Who else?
Well, come on. That's silly.
Oh, I remember the Pinocchio.
Who's jacking it to that?
She had, you know, she was
pretty.
Eyelashes.
That mouth motion.
Silly.
Also, the little cats. Remember in that movie Cats? Not the musical one. The little cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were really cool. Aristocrats, yeah.
I just got a Tasmanian devil tattoo.
Oh, look crazy. At that.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, I remember Angie.
But that's just Angelina Jolie as a fish.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, Gadget? Yes, Gadget.
Yeah, Gadget had a cool name.
You kind of look
sexy.
Like Gadget.
I'll take it.
When you looked at me, I was like, Gadget?
Dude, I'm surprised that...
Dude, I want to watch Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I'm surprised Lois Griffin is not on this list.
Oh, but
Beast.
I guess she's not like
How
a child
hot?
Cartoon.
She's not like an animal.
Oh, yeah,
she's
it's not like an
person.
Entire generation
oh, Beast,
of girls
no, women
grew
love
up.
Beast.
It's not like an
women...
entire generation of girls grew up to love big, broad guys with beards after Beauty and the Beast.
I know.
Yeah, that is my type. That's
Mousy galore. All right, well, where's fucking Ariel and fucking...
Okay, yeah, we haven't seen
her.
I think it's supposed to be animals.
Jessica Rabbit.
She's a person.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty down on the list to be the Cadbury Caramel Bunny.
Wow.
Like, they ran out of animals.
I pretty much am Roger Rabbit, searching for my Jessica.
Yeah.
You know?
Not the first guy whose wife played patty cake on him.
Searching for your Jessica, that's a guy.
Yeah.
Quick, somebody bring in a bat of dip.
Wait,
oh, my God. It's dip.
What apps are you on?
I saw you on Tinder.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
No.
Did you swipe right?
I get so embarrassed on when people... No.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
no.
You did.
No, I threw my phone in the river.
I just look like a docile, dumb bitch on
Wait, let's
Tinder.
See the profile.
You know? And
that's some people's thing.
Well, no, I just like, I don't know what to do. Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just
I'm not
wait
gonna,
till people
like,
message you and fuck them. That's
girl?
It.
Yeah,
that's how the app works.
No. They all stink. They all suck.
What, the
I
apps?
Never know what to say. I don't even want to date. I don't even want to hook up. Not doing it. Sorry. Yeah. Nope. Got a cat. video games. I'm good.
Okay. I had a friend ruin a Tinder date because the girl said she was a comic. And he's like, oh, I used to live with a comic. And it was me. And she flipped out.
Really?
And hated me. Yeah.
Why?
She said I was... oh, it was right around the time of the video of me and Karen had, like, went viral.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she called me a misogynist icon. I'm like a men's rights activist and a bunch of shit. She was some Brooklyn comic that never did anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, like, ruined the date by saying that we were friends.
That's fantastic. I love that. Good. Oh, yeah, didn't they, like, make that video, like, short, innocent, smart girl roasted by fat monster?
Every single time. So it started as, like, nerdy guy beats cute girl.
Right.
And then within, like, 2 weeks, it was, like, big fat slob destroys hot slut. And then, yeah, eventually one was like, men's rights activist bullies woman on stage
Jesus
or something like
Christ.
That. People didn't get the concept. Like, much like Karen, the day of roast battle, people didn't understand what it was. That it was like jokes that you're supposed to do. And Karen got very good at it. And Karen's very funny.
Yes.
She just didn't understand it that day. Yeah. I think she thought it was an insult competition, not like, let me construct jokes.
Yeah.
And she eventually figured out and got very, very good. Yeah. She's very funny. But still to this day,
sometimes... some of her insult
it just
competitions?
Didn't.
Just riffing, yeah. I flubbed my first battle also because I thought I could just be witty on stage.
Oh, dude, I saw one.
Keith.
I saw one so bad. It was when Lewis battled Kurt Metzger the bout before it. And Dave, if you were there, I'm so sorry, but it was Chris Cotton and somebody.
Probably. Oh no. I think Chris only battled Monroe.
Maybe it was Monroe. I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember.
They didn't battle. They ended up just riffing. They just shit on everybody in the audience.
No.
Yes. No. I think it was Monroe.
It was Monroe.
I remember, and it was so bad.
They went rogue, and they didn't, because neither of them wrote for
it. Well, dude, Monroe and
I just remember at one point, Chris Cotton like ran out of shit to say, so he just kept going, "We battling.
Yeah.
We battling now. We battle." And you could see he was stalling.
Yeah.
We battle. It's a battle.
Oh.
It's a battle, y'all. We battling.
God rest his soul.
I know,
December right?
11th. He was such a good
December
guy.
11th, my dad's birthday.
Mm.
He ruined it for me forever.
Yeah, I know, right? wait, hold on. No, Monroe and Jesus Christ. I'm fucking, I think I'm like so sleep deprived. I can't even think of the name. I keep saying Jeremiah. Fucking, he's our friend. Black, DC, Superior Donuts.
Real battle.
No.
Jermaine.
Why do I keep saying Jeremiah?
It's pretty close.
Jermaine and Monroe battled Norman at like Gramercy Theater or whatever back in like 2013 or whatever. And Monroe was like, let's wear like Seinfeld wigs and just make fun of his voice. And Jermaine was like, okay, all right. And they did it. And then Norman like destroyed them and they were just up there like, what's the deal? I'm dying.
Yeah. I love when people used to be like, what's your clothes? And they'd be like, I have a funny shirt.
Oh,
and they'll be
yeah.
like, I'm going to unbutton my shirt and I have a bad picture of them. And then they wouldn't have a joke for it. And they would just go, huh? And everyone would go, huh? And they would just have to sheepishly
People
lose.
People like squinting, like, what does it say?
Oh, you're describing what Tom Cassidy did to me.
Yes, probably.
And he did not do it at the end. He did it in the beginning. And it was a picture of me, like, my arm was around a friend. We were in bed. And I was pretending like we got caught. And I was like, no, stop. And he was like, see, Ian's gay. And then every joke was about how I was a gay man. And they loved it.
No, I saw one. Somebody did it at the end. They saved
it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The best one was Scott Chaplin and Evan.
Yeah,
that song at the end was like incredible.
I had to follow that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. That's a
I had
hard
to go
follow.
Right after that
dude,
one.
Dude, that sucks.
Dude, those at the stand were so fun and like crazy.
Yeah. Well, people,
and
they were just, packed. Like,
they packed, were so packed.
And you're just like running jokes all week and it's so fun. And then like now it's like I you couldn't pay me to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, what's it for?
That's the thing.
There's no show.
Yeah.
It's just to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, just like upstairs at the stand or something.
I would like to be humiliated for no reason in front of peers.
Yeah. But before there was a show, I think it was also like the stand's old room was so intimate and that made it cool. And then Lewis was a great host and like Big J and Robert Kelly and everyone and Che Boss would come in. Yeah, it was like such a cool
vibe. It was a chance to perform in front of your era.
In front of the people that were popping off, like Bennington, all these people. And so that was the cool part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the show, because a lot of New York comics didn't get on that show. That was mainly L.A.
Yeah.
So like the New York was just...
Oh, the TV show, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The New York was to prove your worth.
Yes, yes. And that was a cool thing to be part of. And that was like great. And then now it's just like, you know, it's cool they all do it, but it's like, I couldn't tell you who does it. Yeah, it's like Comedy Fight Club, but all the jokes are just like, you're like
there's like two or three.
Retard, autistic.
There's like two or three shows.
Oh, are there?
Oh, because, New York Comedy Club
New York Comedy Club does it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do they put them online?
No, that's the other thing. It's like, I kind of get not wanting them out, but like, I think part of the reason the ones at the stand were such a big deal
is because
they went out and there was fucking high stakes. And if you sucked, there was video of you fucking sucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Scott Chaplin, like, had a weird thing happen with that being on video. So I think now people are scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, also, it was different when you could go and, like, everyone's like, no, it's a roast. These are jokes. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
And then now if you, like, actively put that
online, it was pretty sure people
would be like, how dare you?
I know exactly what it was.
What? Yeah.
Roast battles stopped being fun when Trump got elected.
No, I would say a year into Trump. Because when Trump got elected, it wasn't as much of a
thing. Well, I stopped winning my battles when Trump got elected. Because nobody wanted to see a big white guy make fun of people anymore.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the show stopped being good.
But it stopped being good for me.
Something did change. The Trump being elected did change a lot with us, and then the pandemic really changed things. That was weird. We went in the house in February, and we were in a full-on race war in April. And it was like, how? We haven't left our house.
Well, because you get all festered and built up and
social
all this
media.
Like, I was tweeting like fucking crazy back then.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even now, I have to tell myself when I see people post things that I don't agree with, and I'm like, that's not my enemy. You know what I mean? Like, I have to think back to some of my friendships with these people and be like, yeah, dude, this is social media that makes you
think. It's harder to remember that when you're not in the room with the person. So, like, the Revenge of the Cis guys, for instance, they have a radio show. They're super conservative. I like those guys. I go out drinking with those guys. They're my buddies. They'll tweet shit, or I'm like, you fucking cunt. You fucking Republican motherfucker. Yeah. But then I remember, like, oh, no. Like, just because we disagree doesn't mean those aren't my boys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I told him that my dad's Republican, and he'll say crazy shit. And, like, it's so interesting because, like, depending on where I am, like, performing, if I'm in Brooklyn and I say my dad's Republican, it gets really quiet. Mm-hmm. If I'm in Florida, it gets an applause break. It's, like, so different.
Yeah,
but it's just
people
like,
in Brooklyn won't admit that their parents are also Republican.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing to me because it's like we all have the same parents. We all have parents that are having a hard time with pronouns, but we don't want to talk about it because we want to seem liberal.
My mom asked me when she was like, if I was like going on a date with a trans girl, she'd be like, Ian, are you going on a date with a born girl or one of your friends? Just like the sweetest thing in the world, you know?
One of your friends.
Like, yeah.
And the last time I was home, my mom and grandma asked my wife what woke meant. And for her to explain it to her.
That's cute.
And then, my family calls lesbians granny shoes.
Why?
Because my grandma wears Birkenstocks. So they won't say lesbian because they treat it like it's like a dirty word. Mm-hmm. So anytime a woman like presents very dykey, my family will be like, is she a little granny shoes?
That's such amazing. A cool code.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Dykey was also a show I watched for way too long.
There's a show called Dykey.
It was on the WB. It was Dykey with an... By the way, that's the spinoff Punky Johnson's gonna get from SNL.
Yeah,
that's gonna be her WB show. Dykey, starring Kenan Thompson and Punky Johnson.
I'm still so confused as to whether that's a derogatory term or not.
Dykey,
because they call each other that.
Yeah, but I think it's the same.
Yeah, but it's like
we talked about this on our podcast, and we looked up a page called Dykes with Drills. Like it's a 503C.
like a nonprofit organization that's made. It's called Dykes with Drills.
I think it's kind of become owned, like the way gay guys will call each other fags.
Yeah.
Oh, like
queer, or the way queer has kind of been taken.
You know,
we don't do that anymore, Ian.
No, you own that word.
We don't do that.
We don't do it anymore.
You know.
No, what? It's not true, Ian. We don't do that.
Say it, Ian.
That word. My cousin is like a huge... Well, it's his name.
Okay, if there's any two times it's okay for me and Ian to say it, it's when the cat is misbehaving. Or I hit my funny bone. There's like two times that I would like it.
I will admit,
hit my funny bone a lot on the 6 train.
I do shout it out when I stub my toe. It makes the pain go away a lot faster. I don't know why.
That's so funny. Whatchamacallit? What's I gonna say? I don't know.
Let's get plugs out of the way.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hit that plug, actually, hold on, real quick. Natalie in the booth. Thoughts on the word dyke? Has it been appropriated?
Are
women of pussy-eating tendencies using it in a positive way?
Yeah, they definitely are. Like you said, it's sort of like fag, where it's like, if you're in the club, you can kind of say it.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dude, my cousin Sherry is the biggest fucking bull dyke, and she, like, loves it, and she looks like a man, dresses like a man. She's like, I'm not one of these new wokes. I'm a fucking dyke, and I'll prove it. And I'm like, all right, we got to use this smoke crack. But, all right, she's fucking
and now she licks it.
Wild.
All right, hit the music in the booth. Ladies, what are we plugging on? El Orlando.
Just follow me on Instagram, @_El_Orlando_. And follow our podcast.
Yeah, we have a podcast together called Sad Tits.
Yeah, so follow that on Instagram and go listen to it on YouTube and all the listening platforms and everything.
Fantastic. Lily, do you have anything you want to add to that? Yeah, social media.
Yeah, social is just @LilsMichelle and Sad Tits Podcast.
Fantastic, Mr. Temple.
I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Check me out on YouTube. I got a new sketch show called The Process with myself and Monroe Martin, who we mentioned earlier. I also have a podcast here on the network called No Need for Apologies alongside my good friend, Mr. Derek Gaines. And we'll be on the road together. All of our dates you can find in our pages, nnfapodcast.com. Come see us out live between now and February.
Yes, hello, iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. I am going to be opening for the great David Tell the last weekend ever at Caroline's on Broadway, December 28th, 29th, and 30th. Come on out, going to be fun. And then I'm hitting the road, baby, January 11th to 12th. I'm headlining Comedy Works, Denver. The 14th, Fairfield Comedy Club. The next weekend, Comedy Creative in Tampa, Florida. And then I got Arlington Draft House, Brokerage, Long Island, House of Comedy Detroit. I got a ton of stuff. IanFidance.com. Come on out. Say hi. Say hello. Thank you. Also, holy shit, we fucking backed out Pittsburgh Improv last Thursday. It was awesome. Thank you for coming out.
Congratulations, man.
And Being Ian with Jordan, available on YouTube, iTunes, everything. Patreon.com/BeingIanPod. And Zach, what do you do if you want to get the episodes here?
Oh, if you would like, you can tune in on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. If you like that, you can keep it. If you don't, you don't have to. And you can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves. Also, if you're listening live, I'm in Philadelphia this evening at the ECW Arena with Ryan Shaner and LaMare Lee. Come on out. Party with me, and we'll go out and get some Wawa after.
Yes, I was in Philly last night, and everyone's talking about how excited they are for the show.
I'm very
ECW Arena. That fucking rules. Mm-hmm. Me, LaMare, and Fennell went out and got cheesesteaks last night, because I always love having fat friends in different towns.
Dude, Wawa.
Yeah.
Fucked my butt the other night.
Really?
I got Wawa in Baltimore. Wawa fucked my butt.
It wasn't Wawa, it was the Baltimore.
Oh, No.
Wawa in Philly's.
What'd you get?
Okay, so I have my staples, and they had one of my favorite things, which is mac and cheese with cheesesteak meat.
What?
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Because can I say, I went to a Wawa, and...
You can say.
May I add in, I went to a Wawa once many years ago, and I didn't know what to get, and I was just very overwhelmed, so I got coffee and left.
No, you get...
There were too many options, and it felt really
weird. It sounds opinion, like an episode of Sad Tits.
Ian, you could disagree with me. My opinion, the thing to get is a sandwich, preferably if it's November, you get a gobbler, which is the Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah.
Also, I would go usually just get a big hoagie.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if you're in the Philly area, they have certain brands of chips that you can't get anywhere else.
Oh yeah.
Like they have horseradish cheddar chips.
Horseradish chip cheddar.
Old Bay.
And mixing that with soft pretzel. Like I do break off a piece of soft pretzel and put the horseradish chip in my mouth at the same time, and I am in heaven.
Oh. So DoorDash some Uber Eats some Wawa coming off the film set the other night in Baltimore. Very excited. My two things, my Wawa staples, both they fucked me on. The guy calls me from Wawa. They're out of pretzels.
You DoorDashed it.
They're out of pretzels.
You got to get it in person.
Well, yeah. I didn't have that option. Well, I didn't have a car.
Well,
I was on a film set. I got back to the hotel.
You
I was tired.
What you gotta do. You gotta do what you
no
gotta
pretzels.
Do.
The pretzel, the soft pretzel at Wawa, the move.
Okay. Yeah,
nice hot Philly pretzel.
It's got to be in Philly though. I wouldn't get a soft pretzel at a Wawa in Maryland.
And then,
what's the sauce? Mustard.
Yeah, mustard. Yeah.
What for the pretzel?
Yeah.
All right, just eat it dry.
Jeez. Jeez. Ew, Dave.
Work
no.
Work your
hot mustard. Dave,
stop it. Stop it, Dave. Stop.
Nah.
No.
Other thing, this motherfucker. I ordered the other. Wawa does their own iced tea.
Okay.
Yes. Wawa iced tea. I'm off sugar for the whole month of December.
Is it sweet?
This motherfucker January brought me 1st. Green tea.
Not
what I wanted. Not what I wanted at all.
I love you, but you never trust someone else with. Your Wawa,
you got to do it in person, bro. It's Wawa's personal, man.
Also, what do you expect from a DoorDash in Baltimore?
Who probably ate your pretzel on the way over?
They had pretzels. This guy just ate it.
He ate it.
Yep.
I was furious.
Oh,
my whole thing.
Without a doubt. Totally.
And luckily, my Italian sub came.
Dude, ordering food and it not being what you wanted.
Oh, biggest pet peeve in the world.
And it's the biggest luxury we could ever have.
I know.
Oh,
is that we are having a plebeian deliver us food in our home.
Dude, me and I still don't get it delivered because I used to deliver food. I can't make someone come upstairs.
Oh, shut up.
No, I can't. Go downstairs.
Oh, shut I can't.
Up.
Dude, we just ordered food earlier this week when it was raining. I felt so bad for the guy where I'm just like...
Just tip
you
them.
Could just tip him.
But I still, like, I hate the fact
it's
that they even
job.
Have to do it.
Oh, wait, Dave, then I want your opinion on something.
Go ahead.
Is this shitty of me? So I have my regular tip, which is usually 15%.
Mm-hmm.
But then I keep a big wad of singles next to my front door. And depending on how quick they came and how friendly they are, I do an additional cash tip.
That's really kind.
Yeah.
But,
oh boy.
So, if I usually have like another 5 or 10.
Uh-huh.
But if they make me go downstairs instead of coming up to my apartment on the side, and if there's an elevator, if they won't get in the elevator, or if they make me put on shoes and go outside,
no tip.
They lose the second tip.
Whoa.
Which is weird because you should be tipping them. You need to go
down
the stairs.
No.
Oh, shit.
I ordered food because I don't want to put on shoes.
But it's an extra tip. So he already tipped.
I already tipped them.
Yeah.
So it's an extra. And I think that's nice. Okay. I would do that too. But I go downstairs and I wait for them.
No.
I'm like outside my door.
I ordered food because I didn't want to put pants and shoes on.
Nah.
Wow, I never even thought of that. The cash tip
also,
at the door
that
to be nice.
Thing, that hope of letting them come up and now. See your apartment also.
You
know what sucks? I've had face masks on and like my hair in a turban, and I go to the door and I'm like, yes. And they're just like this freak.
But dude, I answer the door in my boxers. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but
I stand in the hallway in my boxers to grab it so that they don't miss the elevator.
Yeah.
Recently, I was in a towel and I had to go downstairs because I was in the middle of the shower and they came way too early. And I'm like, damn,
story
I guess I have
life.
To like go outside in a towel. Like, this sucks.
And they're like, that was my best delivery.
Yeah.
Let me give you a tip.
Yeah. It was
my dick.
Just
come on,
a
guys.
Porno came to life.
One time I convinced a girl to answer the door naked for the delivery guy. I told her she wanted me to buy her dinner. And we weren't dating or anything. but we were like screwing around a little. And I was like, I will completely pay for dinner, but you have to get the door naked and I get to watch.
And she has to go all the way open.
Yep.
And how did that go?
I watched the happiest Mexican in the world hand her a bag of food.
That is so cool.
He goes, Zach Amico? Oh! Yeah. Zach Amico!
Have any of you ordered food and had to have it left with a doorman that you got to come down and get it?
No, I've never had been a doorman.
Just at hotels.
Okay, what is the longest that you think, like...
Do you have a doorman?
I don't, but I'm, you know... Like, so what is the longest that, like, a doorman can hold your food before they eat it?
I would say an hour.
An hour? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What?
I would say an hour, then they could arguably say somebody threw it out.
Yeah.
So this has been a thing. I see a lot of these videos on TikToks of, like, girls who, like, oh, I was in the shower or I was up in the middle of a workout, so it takes them, like, 45 minutes to come down and get their pizza, and they'll find, like, the doorman just thought they wasn't coming and had a slice. Yeah. And then they'll go on TikTok. They'll be like, "What the fuck, man? You know, but 45 minutes, like that pizza is."
I wouldn't be mad if the doorman took a slice.
It's still not your pizza.
Yeah, but if he took a slice and he's my doorman.
Yeah, but if it's there for longer than an hour, they should throw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have a lobby smelling like pizza.
Well, I've eaten sushi after 3 hours.
That's gross.
Gross.
That is not good.
Maybe that's why you were shitting before the
Yeah. Lily. You have a colon of steel.
Do that again.
I think longer than an hour, then it's an inconvenience for them.
Really?
Yeah. Because to hold it like a pizza box on like
and
a
he's got
to
smell
small...
it. He doesn't have anything to eat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you fucking eat it. Free lunch.
There is nothing funny. There's also TikToks that'll be like Taco Bell's in the hood where they have the Uber Eats to go table and it's just piled with food because the people that run Uber Eats can check what the tip is.
Oh.
So it'll say zero tip and they won't pick it up. Hilarious. So people's orders just sit there all night at certain Taco Bell's.
Oh.
So there's just a table full of unpicked up like Uber Eats and DoorDashes.
Oh, that's a hack right there. That's just go get a free meal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I love Taco
I can't imagine not tipping.
No.
That's brutal.
The only time I don't tip is when I'm going to a place, I order the food, they make it, and they give it to me. Because tip is for service,
yes.
I feel.
Oh, right? No, I'm fine with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I order a tea,
and there's like that iPad that they spin around and then they just go. I'm not tipping you. I don't care how hot you are. Like, I'm like a gay dude at that point. Put your tits away. I know what I want.
But what are we paying for then? If they're making the food,
what we're paying for is the service of them doing it and waiters and everybody, they make shit pay. So to give a tip.
Yeah, no, you tip a waiter. You don't tip somebody. That stands at the counter.
And they're making tea. My tea is already $4.45.
I used to do that. And when people would come in and get takeout, we would just hand them the food and they would tip. It was like, oh, that feels nice. So then I do that.
Yeah. But then you think about how many times you're tipping.
Do you tip at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I'm doing the Reservoir Dogs question. So if you go to McDonald's, you tip.
I go,
McDonald's,
you
should tip it.
Do you guys have a tip cup?
Those
and they go, no. And I go, well, I just left a dollar here. I don't know what's going to happen to it.
Really? I don't. That's somewhere I wouldn't do it.
No, not at McDonald's.
It.
Really? No.
Don't they need it more than anyone?
Yeah, the chances of them being assaulted by a customer is way higher than a barista.
Yeah.
So start going to inner city schools and explain to behave around chicken.
That's the solution.
Lily got nervous.
I honestly
Dave
didn't
and I
get
are
it.
Very good friends.
I was like, is that a riddle? I don't
Dave
know.
Dave and I are very good friends. And I've said this before on podcast. Dave and I used to go on a website. It was a Tumblr called Black People versus Fast Food.
Yeah.
No.
The tagline
what
was.
What is it?
The tagline
was. It's
gone
was, now.
Yeah, it's gone now. The tagline was chicken nuggets, catnip for black folk.
Oh,
and it would just be fights
awesome.
At fast
people
food places.
People fighting at the fast food restaurant.
That's
it was our favorite.
Yeah.
What was that website? It was like blackpeoplearemyfriend.com or whatever. Do you remember that?
No.
That was a dating site you were on.
Yeah.
No, there was like blackpeopleliketus.com or something.
Ian was
Chelsea...
on Black People Meet, but it was M-E-A-T.
I think Chelsea Peretti was... in that. I think it was like her and her brother that made it. It was like a joke page, but it was like satire of like making fun of white people that don't have black friends, but then I think people got upset because people thought it was serious. Can you see if it exists?
What should they type in?
Black people...
Yeah, just type in black people on Google. See what comes up.
Oh, that'd be fun.
What is black people? Yeah.
What is black people for 200?
Yeah. Who is black people for 300?
I think it was like black people are a friend or we are friends with black. I don't know. Mm. I just remember looking at my friend's like desktop and being like, this is funny.
Yeah.
Does Tumblr still exist? Yeah. Right?
I think it exists, but no one really uses it.
Natalie watches porn on it.
Really?
It absolutely still exists. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was Tumblr?
There was
it's like a website, like scrapbook page where you get to just scroll and see different things, and then you get to put it on your page, and people can go on your page and see what your aesthetic is.
Dude, my friend.
Types of ladybugs.
So you can make your own posts, or you can share other people's posts.
Yeah, it's basically like a feed of things that you posted or that you shared for other people to see.
So it's like a live journal?
It was like that, but it's more like photo and like shit like that. It's kind of like that, but like almost that in Pinterest.
Were you guys around for Xangas and live journals?
Oh, yes. Xangas?
Uh-huh. I never did that.
I always called it Xanga. Is it Xanga?
Xanga?
What is
it? I always called it Xanga.
Well, I was like in fucking fifth grade, so I was like,
go on. I remember like dating this girl and having to get updates on how she felt about me by reading her fucking live journal and like Xanga and everything.
Oh my god,
you add like emotional gifts like rip my jeans, not my heart, you know?
What? Really?
Wow.
Hey guys, one second. I just want to talk about one of our sponsors. Tis the season for clean balls. Fa la 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 la. That's me singing. Because my balls are so clean. Do you get it? Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped's products are at the top of every wish list. Guys, if you have a dad, if you have an uncle, if you have a grandpa, if you have a boyfriend, if you have a girlfriend who has a dick and balls, guess what? Manscaped has something amazing. It's your one-stop shop for all your holiday needs. They have the perfect gift in the Platinum Package 4.0, plus loads of little presents perfect for stocking stuffers. Guys, Manscaped is absolutely the coolest. We've talked all about their incredible products. It's a buzzer. It's got an LED light on it. It's got nick-proof technology, and it works in the shower. This thing will change your life. They also have great stuff like the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer, the Shears 2.0, which is their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man. There's the new Persevere cologne that brings a light, breezy, woodsy feel and gives that fresh tree scent even after the holidays are over. So head on over to the website today and get something for one of the people you love, and that is going to be manscaped.com, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping with our code BYGUYS, B-I-G-U-Y-S. So that's manscaped.com, promo code BYGUYS for 20% off with free shipping. You guys are going to love it. Happy holidays to you bulls from the BYGUYS. Let's get back to the show. I'll do you one.
Huh.
Great Zach Amico embarrassment.
Yes.
Because I had logged on to LiveJournal from a computer at school.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
They took my entire LiveJournal for like 3 or 4 years. And this was when I was like,
oh, no.
Really like starting to write. Because Jim Norton had put out a book of like angry essays.
Oh, no.
So I would just like write these like crazy, just me trying to like figure out my comedy voice writing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wrote one about like getting my first blowjob, everything. No. And it was private, so I thought I was okay. Because I had logged on at school. They logged on, printed the whole thing out, and called me to the office. And I know nothing. I'm going into this blind.
Wow.
And they take me to a conference room, and it's the entire child study department, all the like guidance counselors, and my mom sitting there sobbing.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and they read the whole thing
page
by page out loud.
And you're there like, funny, right?
Dude.
And told me I wasn't allowed in school anymore until I got a mental evaluation for my rage issues.
Dude, Zach, that's so heartbreaking.
Oh, every adult in that room failed me.
Wow.
Then, but because my mom didn't like understand the internet, or like, so like I had a friend. And
did you
so,
tell them like I like comedy?
Oh yeah, no, this was all I got put in. I had to take a fucking mental evaluation in the woods.
Jesus, like, how old were you?
Probably 14, 15.
Oh,
yeah, right when you want that.
Did kids know in school?
No, I just disappeared.
Thank God, yeah.
Oh,
God. So fucked up. In reality, it's because my vice principal hated me, and his daughter gave him the link.
What?
And he fucked me on it.
Why did he hate you?
Because he didn't like my dad. My dad was on the board of education, and they got in a thing. Anyway.
That's so shitty.
But then, so like nobody understood the internet. So people had usernames, yeah. So I would like tag my friends, yeah. But so I just remember everybody's name used to have like X's in it and everything.
Yeah.
Like XX, woe begone.
Yeah.
My friend whose house I used to hang at was anti-X everything. So I said something like, I'm going to the house of anti-X everything today. And I just remember my mom screaming, the house of anti-everything. So everything goes there, huh? You're on drugs, there's sex. Because it's the house of anti-everything.
Damn. That's
literally my mom.
It's like if you go through that, every adult in that room failed a child that day.
Yeah, for sure.
And scarred me for life.
They have no idea what
the fuck you're talking
about.
And basically told me, stop creative writing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That sucks.
That's funny. My mom used to turn on me like that. Like,
my mom was on my side until any authority figure.
Right.
And my mom became such a bootlicker.
Dude, my mom would get me so riled up in the house the night before. We're going to go down there. We're going to straighten these people out. I'm going to tell them, stop messing with my son. And then we get in that room, and she would just fucking turn on me. And I'm like,
she would use
their
full name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell Gus Skirbo a piece of my mind tomorrow. And then she would go, I'm sorry, Mr. Skirbo, I don't know what he did.
Right. And then the crazy thing, did your mom do this where once she got home, she would just get on the phone and talk to everybody about your business?
mom does that. Yeah. Oh, it's so annoying.
I was just telling somebody about this, about how like the way my house was set up, like the steps came down behind the couch and you had to wrap around the living room to get to the dining room and the kitchen. So,
like the Cosby house.
Yeah, a little bit, but it was basically
no secret stairwell.
Always had to go through the gauntlet of whatever my mom's emotion was. You know what I mean? What?
I just heard them cackle.
Oh, you heard them laughing?
I just found it funny that he compared your house to the Cosby house so naturally.
Oh, yeah, so natural.
Well, no, because you're a rapist.
I was acquitted.
No, I know exactly what you... There was no... So basically, if you had to go anywhere...
If I had to go get something to drink, throw something in the trash, it was like you literally would just lure your mom. Like, you walk through once, but that comeback, she was going to say something. And just be like, fuck, dude. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
My house... So I've told you before, I grew up in a house without doors.
Mm-hmm.
Whole other thing. Don't understand it. That's how it was. Nobody had a door.
Bees.
So was that the architect's decision or your mom's decision?
That was the way the apartment was when before I was born.
Okay.
But my mom was has OCD and would have to scrub the entire house every weekend.
Uh-huh.
Full, take all the furniture out of the dining room, put it in the living room, and do like a full scrub of everything.
Oh, my God.
And my room was on one side of the house, and the room with the computer and the video games was on the other side. So my mom would wake me up as she was starting to clean at 8 in the morning and go, pick a side, because you're not going across my floor. And I would have to pick, do I want my room with my toys and my VCR, or do I want the computer and the video games
for
the day?
Computer.
Yeah, computer.
Not when you're little, the computer isn't that good.
Oh, how old were you?
Probably 11.
Oh,
computer.
Yeah.
That's so hilarious. And I was such a different outside kid. I was just like, let me get the fuck out.
No, there was no outside.
Before she went, yeah.
Outside
was not an option. Yeah. I was fucking locked in the Thunderdome.
Did Google even exist outside.
Google?
No.
No, Google started in like 2005.
Yeah, like... So, like, I'm of the generation where there was, like, one computer usually in the dining room. You know what I mean?
Ours was in the back room.
That whole computer in the room by yourself, that wasn't happening, you know?
Yeah.
No, we had that. My dad was a tech guy, so we had the first computers.
Good for you. That's I always thought that was dope when I found like kids who their parents like encouraged them to be like, no, get it. Yeah, yeah.
My dad was like, this is the future, get on it. And I'd just be playing like a game with dragons and stuff, like, okay.
Yeah.
I had dial up internet until I went to college.
Wow.
We had AOL.
Yep.
My mom My mom doesn't have internet. Yeah. I moved out and my mom just stopped paying the AOL bill.
Yeah.
So there's no internet.
My mom to this day still does not have cable television. She does not believe in paying for TV. She refuses to budge on it. She has a digital converter box and she watches whatever network television she can pick up and movies.
What about Roku? You don't need cable for Roku.
I don't think she fully understands that.
Somebody that works with my mom.
Get her Roku.
Somebody that works with my mom got her a Roku and put their Netflix on it.
Yeah.
So now anytime anyone mentions any TV show or movie, my mom goes, can I get it on the Roku?
Yeah.
Come set it up for me.
Yeah.
Show me how to play it on the Roku.
On the Roku. Oh.
Yeah. Fucking parents are just like the biggest headaches with all technology.
My parents are not a headache at all because of my dad's like a tech guy. Yeah.
So he still stays up to date on new tech?
He stays up to date. He has all the gadgets. He knows everything. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
My mom literally still texts me in all caps. I'm like, bro, come on.
My mom just calls me too much.
My mom looks like she drops a fucking hammer on a keyboard every time.
Yeah.
It's like spaces and periods and like, you know.
She only uses like voice texting too, which is just
she's
like,
just always yelling.
It's always yelling texts that are just the longest fucking texts.
I love
time.
That. But that's so charming and nice in a way. Like it's annoying, but like.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah.
Mom misspellings are the funny.
It's
one
the
morning,
best.
My mom woke me up. Did you leave for work yet? No. Terrorist attack in New York City. Pipe boob.
Yeah.
Or one time she texted me, are you at the Port Authority?
One time my mom texted
I'm pretty sure
like,
she doesn't think it's called the Port Authority.
Yeah.
In like 2012, my mom was like, Ian, period. Obumba Insurance, period. Now, I had to get Obamacare.
My dad,
she called it a boomba.
My dad still spells squirrels as scrolls, S-C-R-O-L-L. So he's like, there's a lot of scrolls around right now. And I'm like, what?
Hurry, Lily, we need to go on a quest.
Yeah.
That sounds like he just lets it be wrong just to be funny.
Yeah.
I do that. Like, I spell shit wrong and text it to my kids, like, just to see if they notice. I know I'm a pain in the ass because I only FaceTime my kids, and I know they'd rather, like, dude, just text me. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude.
No,
I'm
I'd
FaceTiming.
Rather a phone call. But my mom is always like, do you have time to talk? And I'm like, it's so dramatic that I'm like, well, yeah, talk about what? She goes, no, tell me about your day. And I'm like, don't phrase it like that then.
Yeah.
Well, no, because she's being respectful of your schedule.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to talk about nothing.
I
do
know.
You have time to do this with me?
I just put her on speaker and I go, uh-huh, yeah, crazy.
I know. And see, my daughter, she's figured it out now where she will answer the car while driving, knowing that I'm not going to keep her on FaceTime while she's driving. So she'll just be like, hey, what's up? I'm driving. I'm like, all right, well, call me back later and then I'll never hear from her.
Yeah.
By the way, this is such a weird dichotomy where the four of us are like, aren't parents weird? And then Dave's like, ain't my kids a weird motherfucker?
Yeah. He goes, my kids do that
I'm
to me.
I'm the weird kid. I'm the weird parent. I am the weird parent.
Yeah, leave us alone, Dave.
Yeah,
come
man.
On.
Yeah, you guys just don't understand us cool kids.
My mom says stuff like, cool jibs. And it's
are you looking it up right now?
Yeah. My mom spells cool K-O-O-L.
Yeah, like a woman from Delaware.
Or my family will be way too serious in how they address something and make me think somebody died.
Yeah, my parents do
like
that
too.
Like,
my mom will call and I don't answer, and then I'll get a text, call me back now. It's about granny. And I'll call and I'll be like, oh my God, what happened? She'll go, your grandmother got a call for somebody looking for you today.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, and Zachary, she's on the do not call list.
Yeah. That's the weird thing that older people get so fixated on.
Because they pick up the landline still.
Yeah.
We have a thing and we go, I don't know that number.
Yeah.
Old people, my grandma has an old lady phone with the giant numbers that you could punch.
She's like, maybe it's the lottery again.
Yeah. Well, no, one time, very recently, I think I talked about it on this show.
Grandma, you can't understand the phone. Now get ready for pronouns.
Yes. my grandma called me, or my mom called me in one afternoon, maybe about a year ago. And she goes, are you feeling better? And I'm like, what? She goes, Granny said you called this morning and you're real sick. And I'm like,
oh,
no.
Scam.
Well, she Granny called and said you needed money for medicine.
Oh, damn.
So I go, no. She goes, oh, well, she couldn't understand you. And so she hung up. So oh, she's shit. Apparently somebody called my grandma's house and then, of course, was just like, it's your grandson.
Yeah.
And that I had COVID. That I had COVID and I needed them to wire me money.
That happened to a friend of mine. Someone called his grandfather and was like, it's your grandson. I broke my jaw. I don't have teeth. Send me money. And he was like, I'll do it right away. Like $7,000.
Dude.
Anything for my grandson.
Now, my grandma hung up on me.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I haven't lived at my mom's house since I was like 15, right? But my mom will still hold junk mail. Anything that comes to the house of my name on it, you gotta come and get that, right? So it was like a pain in the ass. It was like, Mom, throw it the fuck away. Throw it the fuck away. Throw it the fuck away, right? And then during the pandemic, for some reason, all back unemployment was sent to her house because the state had the wrong address. Boom, it's like a check for like $15,000. And she's like, is this junk mail? And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
All right, I guess keep opening them up.
Speaking of scam calls, someone's calling now. Should I pick it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Hello?
Thanks for choosing Verizon Wireless.
Damn it.
Well, that could have been a
bad. Yeah, you didn't try to. You didn't even wait to get to a person.
Dude, people always like text me.
Could I have gotten to a person?
No, that was probably just an offer.
Yeah.
People always text me like on accident, and I don't know if it's a scam or not, but some guy texted me today. He's like, hey, is this Mr. Kevin? And I was like,
I get those.
What? Is that a scam?
Dude. It's been happening. Right, look at these. Look at these. Ready? Hold on.
Wait.
This is really going to do something to you.
I told him I lived in Ecuador, and he was like, tell me about Ecuador. And I'm like, why are you texting me?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be the wrong person.
Yeah.
I did get one not too long ago that was just a picture of a hot lady. And I was like, wrong number. And she's like, oh, well, what's your name? And I'm like, yeah, oh, this is so obviously an Indian guy.
Yeah. I send everyone the link to the podcast. Any tech scam I get, I'll just send a link to the podcast. If they replied, and I know it's a real person, but I know they had to click on it and see the podcast. So,
check it out. That's smart. Check it out.
Check it out.
Usually I scam people, but this podcast
you're
is
scamming
great.
The scammer.
Or when I was promoting my album, absolutely. If I got a scam, here, check out my album.
Oh my God.
Hello, this is Phil from Indiana, and I really like No Need for Apologies.
That's where, that's the one place it's okay to be racist, though. Like, if you get, like, an Indian person on the phone. But yeah, if you get an Indian person on the phone, you can go ahead and let it rip, I think. You know,
as a person who was abused as a telemarketer. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I used to be in a call center, and they were contractors, so they were, like, really rude, and I loved it. I loved it so much.
I did business-to-business telemarketing, too, and
it's kind of
brutal.
Fun. They'd be like, fuck you, you piece of shit. And I'm like, well, have a good day.
One time I called a, this is very bad, so whenever I got a foreign name, I would try and, like, sound it out, but give, like, three options in, like, an apologetic tone. And I called a carpet store. And the guy's name was Camille, and I didn't put it together in time. And it was all Arab. And I called, I said I was looking for camel.
Oh.
Oh, Zach.
And the screaming.
That's the funny thing, dude.
The absolute, it is not camel!
They get really upset over there, dude. Like, Osama Siddiqui told me, he taught me to be like, just call them untouchables.
What?
Untouchables is apparently like the lowest class of Indian person.
That's really rude to say that to someone, though.
But it gets them worked up, man.
Hell yeah!
They're calling me to scam me, and I'm just like, you know you're being an untouchable right now, right?
Well,
like,
do they
totally acting like an untouchable right now?
Do they know they're scamming you, or do they think they're doing a job?
Nah, they know.
That's the thing.
They know.
They know big time. Have you ever seen those channels where they, like, return, they, like, scam them back?
No.
There's, like, a bunch of YouTube channels that, like, they'll they find where computers. They are and be like, I know your real name and stuff, or they'll freeze their computers and stuff, and there's a guy that I follow that will, like, tap into the lines, and if he's like scamming an old person out of a bunch of money, he'll like follow up with the person and be like, stop what you're doing, like this person's trying to get money from you and stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did this once. I
decided to just keep calling the number back while I was making breakfast.
Can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
When you told us about that little untouchable life hack, you're like, yeah, fuck their name up. Say this. You called Usama Osama.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Untouchable. No, but like you ever get the missed call from a number that you don't recognize call it back and then it's
you
just
think
some
it's the
asshole.
Industry with that great final big yes that you've been wanting.
I know, right? So I'll call back.
By the way, that's really how you get comics. You just get a call from an LA number.
Yeah.
And we will pick
dude.
Up. We are such whores.
323. Wait
literally,
a minute.
Literally, Robbie Hoffman called me. I don't have
hello?
Her number.
Hello? Opportunity?
Saved. Yeah. I was like, LL, we have to stop. LA is calling. Robbie Hoffman. And I was like, fuck.
But no, I called them back the entire time while I was making breakfast. Not saying anything. You just hear the noise and
you
stuff.
You hear
and
the breathing?
Well, yeah, but they would be, hello, hello, hello. Like, and they eventually blocked me.
Yeah. No, going back to what you said, Zach, one time I called a woman, her name was Marjorie, but it was spelled weird. So I called her Majori and she yelled at me and she was like, it's Marjorie, you can't read. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh, it says here it's pronounced cunt.
Yeah.
One time I was at some like networking thing and I wanted this job from this Indian guy, and I saw his name tag, and I was like, okay, I see Adam, but there's no way it's Adam. And so I said, oh, thank you, Adam. And he was like,
hilarious.
It's Adam. And I was like, oh my God.
He's so, like, no, I'm fucking with you, it's a damn.
Sometimes people will call me Lili because it's Lili, and I don't know why. It really upsets
me. I've done that before.
Oh, you probably have. Yeah, Lily. I'm like, hi. Lily. It's so obviously Lily.
Azerbaijan.
Hey, before, I know we have all these stories written down. Do you guys still have those AI portraits?
Yeah.
Dude,
I didn't
fuck
do those.
I didn't do it,
but Alex
I think
did
they
it.
Did them for
and
us, and I want to see
AI
them.
Algorithm, and now my face is stolen. Harumph.
Ian, you're in entertainment. Your face is everywhere.
Right? Stolen.
Yeah. I do have them. If you could give me like
take
2 minutes, I could guess.
Somebody did them for me. Mine looked like Mine looked like one that should be like on a candle, like somebody died.
Yeah.
Let's look at these Pornhub most popular 2022 searches.
Yeah. So Pornhub put out their list of the most popular search words, and apparently Texas needs to be ashamed.
Why?
I don't know. That's what it says on the sheet, Ian.
Oh, I thought you knew.
You fucking jerk.
It's only your third radio show of the day, you know.
Shut up.
I think
I'm
you know how a setup works.
Dude, I'm so tired.
That would be like if we were playing softball and I lobbed the ball at you and you just shit your pants and hit yourself in the head with the bat.
Interesting. Okay, so the Texas search. I have a whole bunch of different things here, but the Texas search Fleshlight. Was panties, apparently.
Panties is the number one porn search.
Interesting.
And California is Asian?
That makes sense.
Wait, hold on.
How?
Wait, that does.
If you think about all the Asians in like San Francisco and
there's
stuff.
So many Asians.
Yeah, but what's New York?
Harry?
Dominican, it looks like.
Oh, Delaware is MILF. And then what's the state that's trans? Because I'm moving there.
Florida's BBC.
Wow, I love how one of the states is sucking.
Wait, what's Fleshlight?
Oh, big
Fleshlight.
Black.
You know Fleshlights, the fake pussies.
Yeah.
Oh,
trans is, I want to say West Virginia.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wait, why should Texas be ashamed of panties?
Because it's such a childish thing.
Yeah, compared to the other ones, too.
And plus, it
pegging.
Panties kind of is indicative of like upskirt shots or like the girl doesn't want you to, like, ooh, you can see your panties in this one.
Wow. New Hampshire is like a notoriously white racist state, and their biggest search is Ebony BBW. Interesting.
Well, yeah, for sure. I like how goth is on there too.
Dude, that's sweet.
Whoa, Maryland's
ASMR. More goth. Did Utah Mormon?
Yeah,
that's very funny.
That's great.
I don't know what these states
are.
Which
what
is
funny. What state is black?
Arizona is shallow.
Is that?
There's so many.
That is like.
Wait,
that Alabama.
Alabama and Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
And what's above it? What's above Louisiana?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Strap on.
No. To the left a little.
What's that one?
Oklahoma. Oh, no.
Aren't those like the most racist?
Well, they say we're a racist country. I don't see any white searches. Look, it's all black.
Yeah, because it's all white people looking at them.
This is all white people's
fantasy. Because we love black people.
Yeah, but not in real life. Like through a screen, through the safety. Yeah. Like I love the fact that people are searching Dominican, but no one wants to fuck a Dominican. And I don't disagree.
Yeah, they
do. I search Dominican.
Dominicans are pretty scary.
I search Dominican. I definitely, because we talked about Pornhub stuff on Realize Podcast this morning, and we talked about what we search. I find words in Spanish
hot
to search because it'll be like amateur Spanish chicks.
Oh.
So I'll search like muy culo.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Muy culo?
Yeah, big tetanas, shit like that. So that I'll get like amateur videos of like.
But it's all the same thing. It's just some chick being a maid. Like, regardless of what Spanish word you type in. It's just some chick trying to clean
the
house.
Wait, go down to the other porn. Who are the go down? Who are the people that they like? The porn star searches. The number one.
Is that still a thing? Do people still know porn stars by name? Yeah. I think that's done, man. Like with all the amateur porn, I don't think you can keep track of.
There you go.
I mean, the market's very satiated.
Abella Danger, Lana Rhodes, Riley Reid.
I feel like three of these
trending
are from
searches.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
The top reverse categories are trouble. Ebony, lesbian, threesome, transgender, and MILF. Wow. Look at that. Good for them.
We are so such an accepting culture.
There's no Middle Easterns on there. That's
good. Whoa, anal is like so low on the list.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you gotta download Pornhub again or
that
something.
That was the 90s, bro. Wow.
Yeah.
We're done with anal.
I feel once it becomes vintage. Normalized, then it's not a porn search anymore. So that's why like trans is really hot because it's like... kind of repressed.
Is it even hotter? Do you think people are just watching it just to see? Like, is it real? Like,
well, the Coney Island Freak Show is not around anymore, so.
I don't do porn, so I don't know.
You don't look at porn.
But you don't watch it either?
No.
So what do you watch?
Yeah.
I don't feel
the need what did she say? Guardians of the Galaxy. What did you say?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't jerk
Quest.
Off?
Well, no,
or do
I just,
you do but to thoughts?
To thoughts or just to nothing.
We all jerk off to thoughts.
Dude.
Yeah.
I like music. I don't know if that's
music's
weird.
Good. Yeah. Music's
wait, what?
Good.
Music yeah. Soul child?
You jerk off to music.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like a
nice.
Hot
like
scene
put
in
on
a movie.
Yeah, and then I'll listen to it and I'm like, yeah, this is hot.
Okay. Because
yeah.
Like, they're describing.
Like, mostly ska. Like big band, marching band.
What?
We both go ska.
Oh my God. Lock the doors. I found the ones.
The ones.
All right, let's wrap the show up.
Can we see the AI?
Oh, yeah. Show the AI.
Yeah, let's see the four.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Dude, that looks like you.
Yeah, that's great. Cool.
Zach.
Yeah, adorable.
That's amazing.
Damn, I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
look at me.
Zach, these look just like you. This is wonderful.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. Let's see Ian. Aww. Oh,
it's weird that they need
I hope to put the makeup
on you.
I hope all the
Ian. Oh, that's really good.
That
oh, that's
okay.
Great.
They're great.
What are you talking about?
I love that you have a shirt on of you.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Whoa.
You look manly there. Aww, you're on the moon.
Alternate
universe Ian's.
Go back. That? No. Oh, that's a cat. Weird cat. Go forward.
I'm waiting for the one with the dick in the mouth.
Oh,
that
I know.
That looks kind of real.
Yeah, that one looks real.
Why
did
you decide
look real? That you're a chipper astronaut? What if we were all
that's
like,
when Ian was still drinking.
What if we were all like, no, that's Ian.
Wait, did he have money in his mouth? So go back. Did he have money in his mouth?
That was like Dick chromosome Ian.
I don't know what. Yeah, go back,
double
go back,
chromosome,
go back,
go back.
Back one.
Yeah.
You folks lost.
There's one that's really goofy. I'm just trying to find it.
Oh, all of them?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's
oh, wow.
One.
It knows that you smoke cigarettes.
A lot of shirtless, like, suspenders.
Whoa, I look like Jesus.
Yeah.
What?
That looks good.
That looks like you have
wait,
a
pink eye. Do you have a bald spot with a hat? With an open hat?
Why do I look...
Stop the eye.
Why do I...
You have, like, a butthole eye.
Why are all these of me if I'm, like, going camping on the moon?
These are alternate universes.
I know, I'm cross-eyed here.
Yo.
That's Ian when he watches
these
Bambi.
These are so good. Can you send these to me?
Am I going on a scooter ride? That one's good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Good.
I love the cross-eyed ones.
Amazing. What? Why do I have pencils in my hand?
Oh, those are pencils.
Ultimate Universe.
Alternate universe.
Alternate, yeah.
I look like I have
an alternate lifestyle and universe.
Toy in my mouth. What the fuck?
What is that?
I don't know.
It's like a finger
so
pen.
Wild.
Yeah. I think it didn't know how to process all of the photos of you with a cigarette in your mouth that I gave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's no cigarettes in the future.
I have a swollen eye. That's so strange.
All right, well, this has been Ian finding out what he looks like.
That's not what I look like.
Oh, yes, it is.
Get off your phone, Lily!
Sorry, I just couldn't keep looking at you. Yeah. That's so crazy.
Or at the screen. Thank you, guys. On behalf of our wonderful guests today, Al Orlando, Lily Michelle, and Dave Temple, this is me thanking everybody from the wonderful crew. And also, go on Alex's Instagram right now.
Yes.
She's got a registry for that baby.
Go to her baby registry. Baby. Get that
buy
baby
her
some
buy
stuff.
That baby some stuff.
Yes.
We love you very much. On behalf of myself and Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.